Thank you, everyone. That was beautiful. My name is Jonathan, and it's truly a privilege to be with you this morning. At this point, we're going to take communion together. But before that, I would just like to express a big thank you. As Alex mentioned, me and my father and my youngest brother, we've been here for the weekend, and I speak on behalf of all of us when I say that we just feel tremendously loved. We feel so loved, especially by the hunters who have taken such good care of us. Sometimes I think that hospitality is perhaps one of the greatest miracles in God's kingdom. This sensation that you truly feel like brothers and sisters. So thank you for that. And thank you for having us today. I come from Sweden, a country far, far away. There's no polar bears, but we do have a lot of snow that side. So I appreciate the cold weather or the chill weather that you've had the last days. In Sweden, we have three churches. In Stockholm, there's a larger community similar to this one. And north and south of Stockholm, we have two house churches. I'm a part of one of those house churches with my family and about 10 other disciples. It's been an incredible journey to explore the house church model for almost up to 8 years now, to explore how God works in unexpected ways and really feel that we are a body. Sometimes we call it the house church model. In my mind, I call it the we all love to eat together model. Because sometimes that it feels like that's the only thing we're doing together. We're on a quest to feed, to alleviate the spiritual hunger in our city. And while we try to do that, we try to alleviate their physical hunger as well. So we love cooking for people, and we would love to have all of you visit. I've spoken to my mom. She says it's fine. Just make sure you don't come all at the same time. We would love to have you visit. For communion today, I would like to share a little bit about my own life. I'm 26 years old, and I just finished school. I'm working my first job. But in the last period of my life, I feel like I've been facing a new enemy. An enemy of a new sort. An enemy that is not bound to a place. In fact, this enemy seems to follow me around. When I packed my bags and got on the plane, it seemed that the enemy did the same thing. When I leave home for work, that enemy comes up right behind me. In fact, this enemy even finds his way into some of the most intimate parts of my life, my relationships, my family, my relationship to God, my thoughts and my heart, even the way I view the world. The name of this enemy is called disappointment. When my life does not end up, when my life does not go as I expect it to go, I become disappointed. When my life does not go as I want it to go, this enemy is right there. And when I feel disappointed, I lose heart. It makes it difficult to persevere when you feel disappointed. It makes it difficult to trust God. It makes it difficult to dream big when you're disappointed. And I can see and I imagine that we all have different enemies, even in this room this morning. But for you and for me, I believe there's good news. Amen. There's good news because God has given us a cure, a solution, may I even say a weapon towards those enemies. So please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. And please excuse my phone here. The Bible, my very heavy Bible, was not very capable with the carry-on luggage coming here. Let's read from chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he, Jesus, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and not lose heart. So that you will not grow weary and not lose heart. Communion is a reminder. Communion is a reminder of many things. For today's communion, I would like to ask us to be reminded of the hope that Jesus provides. I believe communion is an opportunity to shift our eyes from the enemies in our life to Jesus. From the things that make us weary, the things that make us lose heart, to Jesus. Let's pray for the communion. Father God, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for the incredible opportunity to gather, to not be alone, as was spoken earlier, to be together, to be before you, to be with you, God. Thank you for this tremendous invitation that we receive from you to have a relationship with you, God. God, thank you for the bread and the wine. This is what makes this possible. The fact that we can throw it all off, that we can run freely, God. It is your sacrifice. It is the death of Jesus, his resurrection, God. Thank you for that. Thank you for this opportunity. We lay this service before you in Jesus' name. Amen.